D'mai, perig he, mishneches. Halokeach tevel mishne mekoimois. Maisa mizel ze. Person buys tevel. Tevel's food, the trumas and maisas were not taking off. So he buys it from two different places. Maiser mize alze. So you can take off maisers from one onto the other. And the first all explains, the case with both sellers told him that it's vadai tevel. And the chiddush here is, you can take off tevel onto tevel, right? The problem is trying to be ma for something that's chayiv, like tevel on something that's potter, which is where maisers were taken off. So here, the chashash is, what's the problem here? Everybody's telling you it's tevel, so what's the problem? So you can be mafresh from one onto the other. So the chiddush is, the first soul says that maybe one is really not chayiv, was never really chayiv in maisers midiraisa, you didn't put it into a heap and smooth it out, or whatever the cases are, but we're not chayishish for these things, and he explains why. And the Mishnah gives a reason, afal pisha omru, ein other mershai limkor tevel el letzarech. And the Mishnah says that you can do this and be mafresh from tevel from two different places, even though Chazal said that a person shouldn't be selling tevel only litzorich, which means, and Tosfos Yom Tov explains, it means is that even though you shouldn't have done this to begin with, meaning the seller should not have sold you tevel, both sellers should not have sold you tevel, because a person's not allowed to sell tevel, like we said, ein adam rishai lehotzi miyado, a dover that's not mesukin, something that could cause a takala to somebody else. But the Mishnah says, and even though, you know, there's afal pisham, even though we said this, you can do such a thing, like we just said, you can take trumas and maisers from one onto the other. Even though the only way you were allowed to do it was litzarech, meaning you didn't do it litzarech. But what is the case of litzarech? The case is where, let's say, somebody had a small amount, like a, not an Amma Aretz. He had a little amount of chulin and a lot of tevel. So normally, we have the concept of rov, right? So it should be batel. But since by dry foods, they don't mix, only by really wet foods do they mix. So you can't take off meiser, because it's not really like a mixture. So you can't take off one from the other, because the small amount of chulin does not become part of the tevel. So the only way to get rid of this tevel, because the concern is if you try to be mafresh, maybe you're being mafresh the small amount of chulin, is that you'd have to get tevel from another place, something that's vaday tevel from a different place. And the only way to do that is obviously, one of the ways to do that is to sell it to somebody else, and they will have something that's certain tevel, and they can be mafresh from their tevel onto what they just bought from you. That would be the case of tzorech. But this case that we're dealing with, that didn't happen. You just bought it from this guy. You bought it from two of these guys. And still the Mishnah said you could be meiser from one onto the other, even though we don't normally suggest that people buy unless there's a need. And I just explained the case of what the need would be. Now, just a side point that the Tiferes Yisrael explains, what would be, though, if a small amount of tevel goes into a large amount of chulin? The Tosfos Yom Tov also brings this up, that if that was the case, midiraisa, the tevel would actually be batel to the chulin in this case. And only midirabanan, because tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and midirabanan, it doesn't become batel. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means that it's in the future going to be something that's mutter. So something that in the future is going to be mutter does not become batel berov. So, but that's only midirabanan. Midiraisa, the small amount of tevel is batel. So here you have midiraisa, something that's not tevel. And in such a case, you would not sell it to another chaver that he should take from his tevel and be mafish from his tevel onto this, because his tevel's tevel and this is really midiraisa, not tevel. So in this case, better actually to just be mafish mineyube and be mafish from what you have right here, from one of these grains onto your whole grain. Because no matter what, midiraisa, the whole thing is not tevel, so you can do it.